All right, NFL picks against the number. Both of us were 4-9 last week.
Terrible.
Colts at Texans tonight. Texans -3.5. You know, Texans just got obliterated. They're back at home. You got to feel like they're going to have something to say about that.
It's for the lead in the AFC
each other.
South.
Yeah, they played each other earlier in this year, and it was a fairly good game. Texans lost that game 30-23 at Indy. So I'm inclined to take the Texans and lay the 3.5. I don't like the hook, but I am going to take the home team here. Also kind of a mental hedge. I got Brissett in fantasy. But I would say I am confident, though, Texans come back and do something. I mean, you just can't get whacked like they did last week, come back home and not be an improved football team, I feel.
No, you would think that they would have to be better. You would think their offensive line isn't great. The Colts can get after their pass rusher a little bit. The Colts can run the football, and they've been doing a better job of it. I'm inclined to think the Colts find a way to win this game. I'm going to take Tennessee. Give me the points.
Indy. Buffalo at home against Denver. Buffalo laying 4. This line has really moved in the Broncos' direction. It opened at 5.5. I don't know. Are they as good as the Bills? I guess they could be. They showed a lot against the Vikings, and they had a meltdown against them.
That was in Minnesota, too.
It was. So I just feel like Buffalo's defense is pretty good, and Brandon Allen going on the road now again. Can you catch a lightning in a bottle twice? I'm going to say no. I'll take the Bills.
I'm going to do that, too. Lay the points.
Bears -6 against the Giants. I'm going to go on the assumption Trubisky's playing. I don't know if that hurts that they're – Kaser helps it. It's about even, I guess, with Chase Daniel. Bears lane 6 is a real problem for me. This is a game that you would absolutely stay away from. But if you're being asked to take the Bears and lay 6, that's a problem.
That's
I'm going to take the Giants.
Yeah, the Giants aren't great, but the Bears offense, well, they played a little bit better last week. I don't know. The Giants defense is so bad. But I'm not gonna give Mitch Trubisky like a touchdown. Like I'm not laying that with him at quarterback.
I feel the same. Steelers -7 at Cincinnati.
Cincinnati's been playing tough. You know, Mason Rudolph, they won't have Pouncey this week. Mason Rudolph, we bounce back from the helmet slam. They've had extra time to prepare. I'm gonna lay the points.
I think it's a good idea you're gonna take him, you mean?
No, I'm taking the Steelers.
Oh, I thought you were talking with Pouncey out and all that. I thought you were heading down the road of okay. All right.
Those things are all there, but
I'm going to take the fight. Whatever's left in Cincinnati, I'll take that 7 at kickoff. I think that we'll see if there's any residual effect of the distraction of what happened last time Pittsburgh played. Dolphins at the Browns. Browns laying 10.5. I mean, this is tough. It's the same reason that I would think about taking Cincinnati.
I'm going to take the points in this. I think the Browns win this by 10, but Miami's been playing better. I think Cleveland wins this, and it doesn't feel like a close game, but you get a late score, and that thing's all of a sudden 27-17.
I'm with you. I'm with you on that. I'll take the Dolphins in the 10.5. Buccaneers at the Falcons. Falcons -4.5.
I mean, this is a game that I don't – there's
zero interest in. Who are you going to back, right? You really going to back Tampa?
Atlanta's been playing better.
Of course.
I'm going to lay the points.
And that's kind of my feeling on this. I mean, the look-ahead line in this game was Atlanta -3, and now they're going up to 4.5. I don't know if there's enough to justify, but I guess the last couple weeks, if there is enough, it's that. Ride the wave with the Falcons, just barely. I'm going to do it. Panthers or the Saints. Saints -10.
That's a big number, man.
That it usually is with them. I mean, it's...
Carolina's pass defense is pretty good. They get after the quarterback. They're up to the top of the NFL in sacks, I believe. I'm going to take the points. I think the Saints win, but...
I agree. I don't think the Panthers have hit anything close to like rock bottom, and it sounds like that's the spread that would tell you that they have, and I don't believe it. So I'll say that they can keep that at 10 or less. Seahawks at the Eagles. Eagles -1. Wow. 7-1 record in games decided by 7 points or less.
It's a 1 o'clock game. Seattle's coming to the East Coast. I mean, it's an early start for them. Who'd you say 7-1 in games decided by a point?
I think it's Seahawks, yeah. All the right, Eagles' offense, though, has been tough, but I think their defense is healthy now. And I'm more like
last week.
They did against New England. So I'm going to take Philly at home laying just the point.
Yeah, let me lay a point on that, too.
I don't have the Lions because of Stafford. We don't know. Raiders -3 at the Jets.
Oh, I'm laying those all day.
Really?
Yeah.
Boy, if there was a hook on this, I'd certainly take the Jets.
Raiders play good football now.
I mean, I got a stat here that the Jets lead the league in giving up only 3 yards per rushing attempt. I just feel like that'll keep them in the game. Raiders going to New York. Give me the Jets in that one in the three. Jags at Titans, Titans minus three.
Let me lay the three. I think Tennessee's playing some good football right now, and nobody's talking about Tannehill and the difference he's made. Like, he hasn't lit the world on fire, but he hasn't lost to many games either.
So you're taking Tennessee? Lay the three. Yeah, you're laying the three. I will do the same. I feel like that's a better pick. Cowboys at Pats, Pats minus seven.
You know, the Pats, they haven't been really great here in a while. Like, the rush defense, the run defense hasn't been terrific. Like, they've got some issues. Are we going to – I can't believe that Bill Belichick is going to allow Dak to do what he's done. I can't believe it. But does that mean that they covered the seven?
Right. Maddie just told me that Sanu's going to be out for a little while now. But still, I agree with you that – I mean, Dallas's defense doesn't look that great. Their secondary is starting to decline. You'd think that Brady would be able to do something against them. But seven seems like a lot in a pretty big branded game. And I'm not blown away by the Patriots just lately. I agree they win the game, but I'm actually going to take the seven.
So am I.
Packers at Niners, Niners minus three.
I'm taking the Pack. I think they win this thing straight up.
Wow. I don't. And it's part of me hoping. I mean, this is a line that barely gives the Niners an edge beyond home field against the team traveling east to west. I like the Niners.
The Packers O-line is one of the best when it comes to pass blocking, and they're going against a really good bunch, but they did a good job with him against Carolina, and Carolina's near the top of the league in sacks.
Yeah, the mistake I might be making is that Emmanuel Sanders and Matt Breida are both very questionable in this game, and if for some reason they both don't play – that could be trouble, but I'll stick with my original pick. Ravens at the Rams on Monday night. Ravens minus 3.5.
That's so Raven. Maddie, all the way to Miami.
Yeah.
Lay the 3.5. They're going to rough.
Are you a little surprised that it's only 3.5?
Yeah, I am, because I think they're going to rough them up. Rough them up, touch them up good. As Charles Barkley would say.
I guess the Rams are certainly an upgrade in some areas, defensively, certainly, than what they faced last week, but... I just don't know what Goff's going to be able to do. He's getting Cooks back. They ran the ball a little better. He still has Cooper Kupp, but he just doesn't seem like a guy that I thought he would be at this point. So I'm going to take the Ravens as well and lay the 3.5. All right, those are the picks.